Hello everyone. I'm Safi, your learning companion, and today we're diving into a really neat topic, periodic and simple harmonic motion. Now, have you ever noticed how some things in the world just seem to repeat themselves? Like how the earth always goes around the sun, or how the second hand on a clock ticks away, always in the same rhythm? That's what we call periodic motion. It's any motion that repeats itself after a fixed amount of time. Think about a tuning fork vibrating, that's periodic too. Here's a cool insight. When we talk about motion that can be described by something called sine or cosine functions, we call it harmonic. And why harmonic? Because these functions are like the perfect repeating patterns. Classic examples of this are the gentle sway of a playground swing, or the exciting bounce of a bungee jumper, or even a mouse bobbing up and down on a spring. Among all these harmonic motions, there's one that's particularly simple and elegant. It's called simple harmonic motion, or SHM for short. This is when the motion has a constant amplitude, meaning it swings out to the same extent each time, and its frequency is just one steady beat. So, what exactly defines SHM? Imagine a particle moving back and forth in a straight line, always returning to its starting point. For it to be SHM, two things are super important. First, the acceleration, that force making it change its speed or direction, must always point back towards the mean position, the middle point of its swing. Second, the strength of this acceleration has to be directly proportional to how far away it is from that mean position. This means that the farther away the particle is, the stronger the pull back towards the center. Mathematically, we can say acceleration is proportional to the negative of the displacement. So, \\a\prop(x\). This translates to \a=k\x\, where \k\ is just a positive constant, and that little minus sign is key. It tells us the acceleration is always working against the displacement, pulling it back home. Now, you might be wondering, is circular motion SHM? Well, not exactly. But here's where it gets really clever. Uniform circular motion provides a beautiful way to create SHM. Imagine a particle moving steadily in a circle. If you project its position onto any diameter, like casting its shadow onto a straight line, that shadow will perform perfect SHM. Think of it like this: as the particle goes around and around the circle at a constant speed, its shadow on a straight line oscillates back and forth, perfectly mimicking the characteristics of SHM. It's a fantastic way to visualize this type of motion. So, to recap, periodic motion is anything that repeats. Harmonic motion is a specific type of periodic motion related to sine and cosine functions. And simple harmonic motion, SHM, is the simplest form of harmonic motion, where the acceleration is always directed towards the mean position and is proportional to the displacement. Isn't that fascinating? We've just scratched the surface of how these repeating patterns govern so much of our physical world. What else about motion sparks your curiosity?